Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Ugh, man, today is Monday, November 16th. 2020. Time now is 4:36 a.m. Your boy is in a beautiful city in New Orleans right now, enjoying this cool weather that we're having. It's like about 57 degrees out. Feel real good. Nice little light jacket, and you can do what you want to do. Man, something about the magical city of New Orleans, man. It's just like, for me, right, I get to see the worst of the city, but I also get to see the best of the city. So, you know, just need a little polishing right now. You know, it's a little stained, but a little ass and elbow, and it'll be beautiful once again, man. But it's up to the people. All right, let's get this one started, man. On this one here, man, I'm just going to, just basically about just like letting people know to embrace whatever situation at the end. And it's mainly relationship wise, right? So, relationships are, to me, relationships are 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 operation, right? Relationships are a business, right? It's a business. And sometimes in that business, you gain partners. Sometimes partners leave the firm. Sometimes people quit. Sometimes people rejoin. So, relationships are is a big thing, you know, and so just imagine like when what that was, T-Mobile and Metro PCS, they merge, you know what I'm saying? So they merge and it made the company better, you know, and somebody in their eyesight, you know, I don't know. But made the company better. So we have to really analyze things in relationships. Like when people choose to have an outside relationship, you know, like to merge something into a relationship. Is it making a relationship better? Is it making a relationship worse? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times it's like taboo. It's just shit that people don't want to talk about because it's not normal to them. And I just feel like, hey, just be honest up front. Look, this is what it is. And then you got to express yourself if you can take it or you can't take it, right? And if you can't take the merger, you got to get a personal ultimatum. Look, this is what I'm going to do if you don't do X, Y, and Z. Or, hey, I can accept it. Let's move forward. Now, finding somebody that can accept it, you know, like, since it's out so much out of the norm, you know, it's kind of rare. You know, it may not be rare, but people don't talk about it, right? And it just leave other people in limbo. So anybody that know me know, man, I'm a free spirit, man. Like I always say, man, my life is like a damn near, it's open book, man. I don't care what people think about me. And this is what people think about me, right? Right now, as of this moment, this is what people think about me. They think that I am the weirdest black guy alive. And the only reason that is because of my political affiliation. And that is crazy. Like, they missed all the other qualities of me and all of the other accomplishments of me to pick that out, right? And this is just from, like, text messages and stuff, that group checks and messages that I get. Of, you know, I'd have had people, man, oh, Lord, I'm not going to even go off on a ran on that, but it's just crazy. So for me, man, like, if you're gonna choose to be in an open relationship or have an affair or whatever, I just tell you to just be ready for what come with it, man, because you're messing with people's feelings, right? And then they have some people that don't give a fuck. Some people just go into open relationships or relationships just for what they can gain from it, not to build nothing from it. You know, like, I look at me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, that's my CEO. That's the head of my company. That's my everything. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I do want to do a merger. Fuck, I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it may be a fit. Sometimes it may not. So that's the type of person that I am. And I have to salute my wife all the time because she let me be free. She let me be me. You know what I'm saying? She let me be free. Because a lot of times, if you're trying to do something or anything, it'll eat away at you. And it'll kill your creativity. It'll kill your marriage. It'll kill... Fuck, it'll even kill you sometimes. Like, if you have a heart for people and you love people, you know what I'm saying? So, it'll just eat away at you if you can't express yourself. So, you have to find somebody that you can express yourself with. So, it's like me, that I found the perfect person that I can express myself with. I can tell everything, you know. If I say, hey, I'm about to go do X, Y, and Z, all right, be careful. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, you know, you got to find that person, man. And then you got to also, like me, sometimes I think I'm an overthinker because I'm not just worrying about the things on my end. I'm also worrying about the things on the person, the other person end. You know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine if somebody find out or we out somewhere and somebody see you and then this happened or that happened, you know, are you willing to, like, how you gonna handle yourself? You know what I'm saying? Is this gonna mess something up that you got going on or what? That's the type of person that I am. And like I said, they got some people that don't give a fuck. They'll come and fucking come in your house and wreck all your shit up and then fucking wipe their hands and be like, shit, gone. You know what I'm saying? Or left you there fucking high and fucking low and dry. You know what I'm saying? Well, fucking low and wet. Not high and dry, but low and wet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to study a person. You know what I'm saying? You gotta fucking put in your mind, like, all right, if this happens, say for instance, if this person get pregnant, or if I, you know, if I was a woman, if I get pregnant, can this man here provide for me and this kid? Is this man gonna want me to get an abortion? If this come out that this baby is for him, would this damage his career? Would this damage my career? You know, will my husband leave me? Will my boyfriend leave me? Will my girlfriend leave me? Man, it's a lot that goes into this shit. If you a thinker, if you genuinely is going into every situation with an open mind, caring heart, not wanting to destroy a person. You know what I'm saying? So that's just some things to think about when you bark on these endeavors, you know, of playing with a person's feelings. You know, it's just sometimes, you know, you have to really, you know, weigh the pros and cons of it. Is it really worth it? And mainly for women, you know, like, men, it's like, oh, he's a that's being a man. No, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? We just get that pass. Fuck that pass. You know what I'm saying? Then if a woman do it too much, oh, she's this, she's that, she's the worst. No. You gotta realize, man, people's appetites are different. Like, and I guess that's why I attract the things I attract, because I'm non-judgmental. I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know, I don't care. Long as our energy when we together connect is we good. So just some things to think about, man. So yeah, it's just some things to think about. That's just what's on my mind, because you know, like a lot of times the side chick, she gets the worst of it. Like, ooh, look at her. How she knew this, she knew that. And then the fucking dude is like, he gets nothing. You know, he's like, oh, that's being a man. And I would challenge every woman out there, if you're gonna, you know, be the mistress, the side chick or whatever, make sure you study the dude. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you study him. Make sure that he can provide for you. Make sure that, you know, hey, if a baby or something comes along, that he'll be able to sustain you and the baby, and that he would be able to step up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just a lot of decisions that you have to make, man. But, hey, like, I'm speaking from experience. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from experience. But, hey, I'm not going to hold y'all up with my rants for tonight on this shit. Man, y'all be good, man. Y'all be blessed. Just remember, try to love your neighbor the best that you can. Be kind, man. Be kind to your neighbors. You know, be nice. Be respectful, you know. That's what I think we're missing on both sides of the aisle, is respect. I think with respect, honest respect, you can get a lot of things done. I may not like you, right? I may fucking hate your fucking guts. But if I can find some kind of way to give you that common courtesy and respect you, I think we can move forward. That's what I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. I could be right. But hey, put it to the test. Let me know. Like I say, man, thank y'all for always coming to check out the podcast, man. And then, look, usually I'm like late on podcasts, but I just had this on my mind, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Love y'all.